My name is Shane Yoder. I race.
Hey, babe, I was gonna... Babe?
It looks like he was doing something. Why is this recording? Call his phone. Okay. Why is his phone here?
Lily, where's Papa? Where's Papa? Do you know where Papa is? Where's Papa? Let's go see if he's out there with me. Babe? Hey, babe. Hank?
So weird. Why is this recording?
Hey, man.
Hey, Vince. It's actually Chrissy. What are you doing?
What's TV? What are you doing?
Is Shane over there?
No.
Okay. I got home a little bit ago, and I assumed he was down here working on his podcast, but. I came down here and he's not in here, but the truck is here and...
Is he at the A-frame?
Nope, not at the A-frame. I haven't been able to track him down. I was just a little confused. I kind of assumed he might be over there with you.
No, I ain't seen him.
Okay. All right, cool. Well,
He's around here somewhere, I guess.
He's got to be. He's not in the house. His truck's here. He's not in the A-frame. He's not in the studio.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
Give me a holler.
I will. All right. Thanks. Okay. Well, Vince doesn't know where he is. I think he went live on Facebook earlier. Maybe his mom knows where he's at.
Hello.
Hey, Chester. It's Chrissy. Hey, have you all heard from Shane?
No. Well, he interviewed Trish earlier this evening.
Well, I got home a little bit ago, and I assumed he was down here working on the podcast, but I came down here to check on him, and everything is up, and his phone's down here, and his truck is here, but I can't find him. He's not in the house, and I didn't know if you had heard from him.
I had not. I was just on Facebook, and I think Trish said he's going to be going to Crossroads to do some record a song, but that would mean his truck would be there.
Yeah,
too.
His truck's here, and I called Vince, and Vince says he doesn't know where he is either, so he's not over there. So I called Ben and Em; he's not with them. Can you ask Trish if he mentions he might be going, or if he told her where he might be going?
Chrissy's on the phone. Shane happen to mention where he might be going? But that's going to be at midnight or some. Nowhere else. Yeah. Chrissy, that's what he told Trish.
Okay.
But.
Well, I'll figure it out. He's got to be around here somewhere. It's down at the studio. Yeah, it's here. I walked in and everything's here like he had set up shop, but he's just not here.
I got a slow internet guy's gone.
Okay, so let's see who you've been calling, babe. Okay, so 4 calls to Mike. Bob's Mike. 4 calls. Maybe I should call him and see where, if he has heard from him. Well, he's obviously heard from him. He called him 4 times. Let's call Mike. Okay, Mike. Hey, Mike, it's Chrissy. Mike? Mike? Hey, man, I don't know where you are. I can't hear you very well. Mike? What? Can you hear me? Go out. Mike? Ah! Weird. Why is this recording?
The following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com. Welcome back to The Rude Note. This is a special Halloween episode. I wrote a song inspired by the legend behind Robert Johnson. He's influenced so many different guitar players. And he was only 27 when he died in Mississippi. The legend behind Robert Johnson is that he sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads. The cause of his death was unknown. His death wasn't reported publicly. He merely disappeared from the historical record. And it wasn't until 30 years later when a Mississippi-based musicologist found his death certificate. It listed only the date and location. No official cause of death. It's been theorized that Johnson had syphilis or Marfan syndrome, which in 2006, a medical practitioner suggested it based on the photographs because he had unnaturally long fingers and one bad eye. And those are some of the symptoms, such as like scoliosis, long fingers and toes, legs, long arms. And there's another theory that he was poisoned. This story comes from Sonny Boy Williamson. He was a blues musician with Johnson one evening in a bar. Johnson had been flirting with a married woman at a dance. And she gave him a bottle of whiskey poisoned by her husband. While Johnson took the bottle, Williamson knocked it out of his hand and said, "Don't you ever drink out of a bottle if you haven't personally seen it opened." And Johnson replied, "Don't ever knock a bottle out of my hands." And later that evening, he was given another bottle, which happened to be poisoned, according to Williamson. And from his account, he had to help Johnson back to his room in the early morning hours because he wasn't feeling well. And over the next 3 days, his condition steadily worsened. Witnesses reported that he died in a convulsive state of severe pain. Although the poison that's theorized to have been used would have killed him within hours and not days. But I want to go back to the Marfan syndrome, also known as MFS. About 75% of the time, that condition is inherited from the parent. I looked it up. His parents did not have it. While the other 25% of the time, it's a new mutation. It involves a mutation to a gene that results in abnormal connective tissue. There's no known cure for it, but many people have a normal life expectancy. So he died when he was 27. Now, let's just say for a second, he did make a deal. What if that was part of it? Longer fingers. Have you ever made a deal with the devil? You know how it works? I don't know. I've never actually thought about going to the crossroads. I mean, what would you need to make that deal? How would you do that? Well, tonight... Huh? Is this track open? Where's that coming from? Inputs this. I don't have... What the hell?
Hello?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, I'm putting together a Halloween episode. And Robert Johnson. You ever heard of Robert Johnson?
No, you're going to have to refresh my memory.
He was like the guy that sold his soul to the devil to play guitar, the blues.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to believe what just happened. I you're the person I could call that would understand. It was, I'm recording the intro for this podcast.
Right.
And this track just popped up and started recording as I'm recording this intro. And I can't understand anything. It sounds like somebody is saying something on this track, but it freaking creeped me out. I've never, like, Logic just opened another track and started recording. It was so freaking weird.
Wait. It can't do that. Are you sure you're not running another interface or something, or have a window minimized or something like that?
Not that I know of. I mean, I've checked it. It has input 6, which I don't even have on my interface.
Whoa.
I have 1 and 2 for mics and instruments. And then I have 3 and 4, which is how I'm getting your voice. And 5 is a like an optic interface or a input, and I don't even have a 6th input on this. And like, what I was wanting to do, this is being recorded, by the way, because I wanted to put it in the episode because it was so freaking weird that I wanted you to, if you have time, to look over this file and try to clean it up a little bit, because I have to get this out before tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely take a look at it, man. I've got some time. Yeah, that's weird. That is really weird.
It is.
Send it over, I guess.
Okay. All right. I will. You know what?
Huh.
Now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah.
I was recording Robert Johnson clips off YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking. Every time I press record and play on the YouTube video, it'd take the first note and put it in like this sound loop, but it would drop the pitch with every hit. It was so weird. I know I'm putting together a Halloween episode, but yeah, when I first started doing that, it freaked me the out.
Yeah,
it really did. Like that really did happen to me yesterday.
That's crazy.
I know.
What the hell? You're tapping into something otherworldly here, Shane.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Where are you at? Sounds terrible.
Well, call me back on my landline.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Except I hear an echo.
Do you hear
it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I'm just putting together a Halloween episode. Spooky.
What would I have to do with the Halloween episode?
Well, I wanted to ask, do you know how old our house is?
Yeah. It's 1850, something like that, 1875.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, that's 150 150.
Yeah, so I'd say he's around 150 years old, 150, 200 years old, something like that, because some of the newspaper print was on at 1825, and it was written in German, so.
You found that in the house?
What?
You found that in the house?
Yeah, we have clippings of it. Yeah, it was in the sunroom back, or the parlor, where you guys had your band stuff, your instruments. It was in that room. That was all covered on top of the wood with newspaper print written in German, and we found dates back to 1825. So I don't know.
You mean on the walls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was on the walls.
Wow.
Yeah, it was old.
Yeah. Was it a German newspaper, or it must have been?
Well, I guess if you look at the early settlers that came here to this area, they were from Germany, Switzerland, and a lot of them settled here. And when we looked at the deed when we bought the house, we found that the first settler's last name was a Yoder, which is kind of weird, but it was a Yoder that had the first property, the first owner, and it was back in the same time era as the drain house in Accident, and that was early 1800s. So, and this was the reason we know that is part of the log home, you know, part of the house's logs, and so it was one of the early settlers, and the early settlers were from Germany that settled in Maryland.
Yeah.
They came over from Germany, Switzerland. So that's why it was in German.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, people back then spoke German. There was the two Lutheran churches in the Cove. One was, the reason there's two Lutheran churches is that one spoke German and the other was English. And they had a church split about that, about speaking German versus English. So one is a German Synod Lutheran, and the other is English Lutheran.
Wow.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the foundation of the house is rocks. It's like fieldstone.
Right.
And you don't get that anymore, you know.
Right.
Do you know what's it mortared with?
Well, they used dry stack and mud and horsehair and plaster. They had some kind of mud mixed with straw. I mean, the logs that were here, what was in between, we captured some of the logs, the mix. And it was like horsehair, plaster, straw, and mud, and they created that kind of a mixture and just sealed it with that.
Well, let's go back to those newspapers.
Okay.
What did you find underneath?
Oh, that was that hexagram, or I'm not sure what they're called. Some kind of a what do they call that? It was something that the Germans would often put on their walls like that to, quote, get rid of evil spirits, something like that. So, yeah, that's still there. It's just kind of something that was a surprise that we found. So I left it there.
Yeah. Did Grandma or Grandpa ever tell you about that? Did they know any more about that? You know, they spoke Pennsylvania Dutch, but I didn't know if they knew any more about that than we did or not.
Well, I don't know if they told me about that or if it was people that lived here earlier. I don't, you know, I'm not sure if it's, you know, it was kind of something that they, you know, people did then. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it all meant, but it was something about that.
Yeah, it looks like someone took a I can't remember that toy that we used to have as a kid, but you put a pencil in one of the dots on a gear go around and around, and it would recreate some kind of geometric shape.
Right, like, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because I just looked up, as we were talking, I looked under that, and it says Dutch Hex Sign Styles and Symbolism Guide. And if you look at that, you'll recognize all these, looks like quilts. Some of it even looks like quilt designs. But I never thought about it till now, but some of that looks sort of like that. Hmm. So I don't know what you'll find, but it's interesting. But I'll take a picture of it.
All right.
And send it to you.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like you saw a ghost?
In the house?
Anywhere.
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope. I haven't.
Okay.
I mean, have you?
No.
Oh.
Not really.
Yeah.
I know that one time Corey and I and Robert and Tyler were at the Glade Mennonite Church.
And yeah.
I think we were having practice, but we were taking a break. And I think it was Robert and I went upstairs and held the door shut for Corey and Tyler. So they couldn't get up, and
yeah.
we were like beating on the door because we turned off all the lights down there and wouldn't let them out, you know. But the creepy thing was, Robert and I went around the side of the church, so we let go of the door and went around the side of the church. Went back down into the basement to sneak up on them. And they were still there because they said somebody was still banging and holding the door shut.
Well, maybe they heard.
That really creeped them out. And it creeped us out, too.
Well, maybe somebody was there and you didn't know that somebody was there.
Maybe not.
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe Jeff was filling the mailboxes with newsletters.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I never told you guys this. I think I told, Dad knows, but sometimes when since Grandpa died, sometimes there was a time period when I really missed him a lot, and it was, I don't know, I just needed him, my dad. And it only happened like twice, but there is this sprinkly light that just came by the window, and it was just, and I've seen it just a couple times. There were about three times when I was just feeling really low, and you know, I just need it, and I look up and it was right by the window, and I knew it was Dad, it was Grandpa. And some comfort of that. And I told Grandma that, and she said, that's not a surprise. She said, I'm sure it was. It was just, sometimes you just needed that comfort. And I wasn't scared or anything like that. It was, I just kind of knew it was Dad, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, when Chrissy and I were up for his funeral, we were, there was one day after that, we were at Grandma's house, and this rainbow, this double, I can't remember if it was a double or.
Oh, it was a double rainbow.
Yeah.
Yes.
It came out right over the field.
Yes.
It was really over the property
farm.
You own
right.
now. And I took a picture of it. And
yes,
I still to this day, I think of I'm pretty sure he had something to do with that, because he always liked that view and watching deer out in the field and you know.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think the spiritual world is really where the battles are won and fought. Really, I mean, there is definitely a spiritual world, an evil and a other, because I think that's why, you know, that verse in the Bible says about, you know, cloak yourself up with the spirit of righteousness and all of those things for the spiritual warfare. I mean, I really believe that. And when I say evil, it's just like negativity and doubt, you know, depression, all those kinds of things that I believe are there out to destroy us, you know, in that regard, and to, you know, keep us down when we are to have the spirit of joy and all of think on all those good things. I totally believe that.
But, all right. Well, I'm going to get back to this episode I'm putting together.
Okay.
You ever hear of Robert Johnson? He was a blues guitar player.
Oh, and, yeah.
And the conspiracy behind it is that he sold his soul to the devil to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The theory is he went to the crossroads to sell his soul to play guitar better. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go record the song that I wrote inspired by his story at our crossroads.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's really cool.
So I'm going to do that tonight, because at midnight, it turns Halloween.
Ooh. Oh.
The crossroads that I'm going to go play it at, it's like if you're coming into our neighborhood.
Yeah.
You're on one street. That's a street coming in. The one straight ahead, the one to the left, the one to the right, those three are dead ends. So,
oh wow, that's interesting.
I'm going to go there and record this song.
Oh, cool. Well, so. I'll be thinking about you. Be careful. Hopefully, it's a full moon.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But yeah, I'm gonna wait till later for around midnight to go record it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, be careful.
Right.
I will. I'll take a picture of this hexagram.
Oh yeah.
And send it to you.
All right. You guys hear the crickets? Sure. We're at the crossroads. Oh. Phone just fell off the tailgate. All right. Good grief. We're off to a good start here. All right, so we're trying to get set up on the tailgate. It's close to midnight. And the song's called Dreadnought. Let's see how it goes. Guide my life with the death of another. I broke his bones, yeah, made him suffer. I spoke my heart as I cut out his. I said, Dreadnought, brother, I was born for this. It was a first time kill of a serial kind. That door flung loose, let the demon outside. He took my hand with the biggest grin. He said, Dreadnought,
brother. I was born for this, and we went, oh, down to the hollow where they go, whoa, to drink the water of the sun, so can open the gate. Hollow in body will the disperse.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. Did you get a chance to listen to that audio?
Yeah, I did. I don't really know what's going on, man. It sounded like you. It sounded like you what? Recorded it.
No, I... Why would I... Dude, it's after midnight. Why would I do that? And mess
what is
with you
what is what does do not take me, man?
I don't know. I don't know. It the track just popped up.
But this
and...
it's not even it when I pull it up and the shit played without even having headphones on, man.
What do you mean?
I just turned on my computer, I imported the file, and it was just like my computer had a mind of its own and it just kept playing this track over and over. I couldn't even stop it if I tried.
Was your iTunes on repeat or something? What?
No, man. I couldn't even work my computer. My software was all messed up, and I just kept hearing this track play over and over again. And I couldn't find it in any of the levels or the waves or anything. I didn't even see anything on my screen, but it just kept playing over and over.
Well, what did? Could you hear what it said?
I couldn't quite understand it, man, but it was so weird. It kept saying, do not take something about...
What? Are you still there? Mike, are you still there? Mike!
Hey, babe, I was gonna... Babe?
It looks like he was doing this. Why is this recording?
With the death of another, I broke his bones, yeah, made him suffer. I spoke my heart as I cut out his. I said, dread not, brother, I was born for this. It was a first time kill of a serial kind. That door flung loose, let the demon outside. He took my hand with the biggest grin. He said, dread not, brother, I was born for this. And we went, oh, down to the hollow where they go, whoa, to drink the water of the sun, so can open the gate. Hollow in body will the desperate soul take. And it was creeping like addiction, feeling feet of the vine. My body gave in to the spiritual side. He took my lid and I washed my lips, saying, dread not, brother,
I was born for this, yeah. Oh, down to the hollow where they go. Whoa, to drain the water, open my soul, could open the gate. Hollow and body where the desperate soul take. He said, don't you know you never had a choice? When six strings, six keys, six pegs were your voice, you'll get your deal if the melody fits. But dread not, brother, you were born for this.
I got a slow internet going.
Okay, Chester. I'm supposed to tell you now that Shane, this is for Shane's podcast, and he's here. He's doing a Halloween episode.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted me to get, he just wanted me to get a reaction. I'm sorry. He made me do this.
Okay.
He just now told me I could call cut. I was like, all right, I don't want to stress your parents out. Can I please tell them that you're okay? Because you're too far away, and that would be worse. That'd be terrible for my parents.
I noticed that he had put on the podcast this Halloween episode is creeping me out. So, okay.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's, okay, cool. I was starting to feel guilty. I was like, I got to tell them the joke though.
Okay.
All right. Well, he's standing beside me. Other than him stubbing his toe when we were walking down here and him bleeding. Yeah. Shane's like bleeding profusely, but he wanted me to make this call before it was too late. So I'm going to go take care of his toe that he stubbed.
Kick him in the butt.
He says he's okay. Everything's fine. Okay, cool. We got to call back Vince and tell him he's okay because I called Vince and then Vince was like, okay, we'll keep you posted and hung up. And then we called him back and it went to voicemail. So. He's going to come over here and help me or something.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
Good one. I'll see you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you find him?
Yeah. We called you right back to tell you he was here.
Oh.
We were going to tell you that he was here the whole time. He's doing his Halloween podcast episode.
Oh. Yeah. I just wanted to get a real reaction from people.
It scared me.
I was like, I can't do. My heart was beating in my throat. I'm like, I am freaking people out. I gotta call and tell him he's okay. And then you didn't answer. I'm like, he's on his way over here.
What? It didn't ring.
What?
My phone didn't ring.
Yeah, we called you right back to tell you. But anyway, he's fine. Other than the fact that his foot's bleeding because he stubbed his toe walking in the studio, he's fine.
Oh, okay. So, see y'all later.
All right, love you. Bye.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode. My toe is throbbing, I believe. It's bleeding out of the toenail. That's how hard I, quote-unquote, stubbed it. But it was a slip, and I kicked the wall. So, next week, there won't be an episode. I'm going to take time to write and record the song, or finish the song, and put together the episode. So, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Or a week. Week and a half.
The Root Note has been brought to you by Put Them in a Song, in collaboration with MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.